Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Mocco, who's co-owner of Mocco Floors in Green Bay, Wisconsin. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being with us today. I want to talk to you about a couple things. First, just make sure everybody knows about Mocco. I think up in the Wisconsin area, you have six locations. Is that right?
We've got six retail locations. We have one outlet center, and then we have a separate commercial division, a separate company that does large commercial.
Right. Okay. As far as business conditions up in Wisconsin, things are going pretty well for you, aren't they?
You know, we are really starting to see some improvement. It's not earth-shattering. It's not record-setting. But what we're not seeing is that bouncing off the bottom that we had for years. We're seeing growth. It's slow, but it's steady.
And, you know, interestingly enough, just a little side note, since everybody's thinking about politics, Wisconsin is an interesting place up there with Scott Walker, and now our vice president candidate on the Republican side. It's kind of a hotbed for political thinking, isn't it?
It is. We've had an interesting couple of years with, you know, a lot of the changes that we've seen. We've got a balanced budget in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We have an environment now that is substantially more business friendly than what it was in the past. So we're starting to see some growth on the business side here. And yes, with Paul Ryan being selected as a vice presidential candidate, that does put the spotlight on the state a little bit more in the state politics. The state hasn't voted for a Republican here in Wisconsin since, I bet you, going back as far as Ronald Reagan. So this has always been a very liberal state forever and ever and ever. Now it's a toss-up state. Now the conservatives have a good fighting chance here.
Well, the reason I wanted to talk to you, after we've gotten that out of the way, is you've just decided to open your seventh store, and it's not in Wisconsin. It's down on the west coast of Florida, right?
That's correct. We had purchased one of Tom Hattinger's flooring stores in Florida, his store in Fort Myers. And I had somebody that was talking within the industry said, well, why on earth, you know, would you want to purchase a store so far away from you? And I said, well, have you been to Green Bay in January?
So that's basically it. You want to have a place to go down when it's cold in Wisconsin?
In all seriousness, myself and my partner, Jim Walters, there's a few other owners in this business, but Jim and I have been working together in this business for 30 years. And, you know, we love it. I mean, this is the only job we've ever had, but we're getting to the point that the end of our career may be closer than the beginning of our careers. So as we're looking at potential places to spend some of our leisure time, we always looked at places where the climate was a tad warmer. And we've had a long-standing relationship with Tom Hattinger. Tom is originally from Wisconsin, and we've known Tom through our relationship in the NFA for years. And I've always said to him, you know, my folks came down to Florida in the wintertime, and we always thought that'd be a nice place to visit. And when this opportunity came up and he had a store that he didn't necessarily want to continue to run in Fort Myers, he said, well, what do you guys think? So we looked at it and said, hey, wait a minute, this is our opportunity to come on down. And I think it helps a little bit with Tom as well. You know, Tom is also getting closer to the end of his career than the beginning, and I think this may help in his exit strategy in some way as he tends to wind down in his career. So, by the way, Tom is a partner with us in the operation. He asked, after we agreed on the terms, if he could be our partner. And I said, well, sure, Tom, you know, what were you thinking? Well, I think it'd be a lot of fun, Jeff. And, you know, that's really the case. He's rejuvenated to the point, at least in that location, where this is becoming fun again to him. So it's kind of exciting. We're all looking for a great new relationship down in Florida.
You know, you guys are neat to talk to, and to reiterate on a couple of things, you were president of the National Floor Covering Alliance several years ago, and Jim Walters has just stepped down as being the chairman of the board of the WFCA, and so I guess you've paid your father off the debt when you purchased the business. You got Jim back in the business. Now you're looking at setting yourself up for retirement. Is that right?
Yeah, you're correct. With Jim is now the immediate ex-chairman of the World Floor Covering Association, and I am the past president of the NFA. You're right. Both of us are back and can focus on what we're doing. When we purchased the company from my father, we really got into an expansion mode, and we had tripled the size of the business in about 6 years. Then, of course, the economy tanked, and we all, you know, did everything we needed to do just to hang on. We knew that as soon as we saw the economy change, we've got a good business plan. We understand how to run a large retail floor covering company, and frankly, our banker, you know, agrees with us. So we had said, as soon as we see the economy start to turn, we're going to go back into the expansion mode again. And what we kind of found was, you know, we had, I can't even count how many small mom-and-pop stores call us, you know, trying to sell their business when the economy was really lousy. And what we found in the mom-and-pop stores is the value in those little locations is mom-and-pop. And that's where the relationships are. And you know, without them, there's not a whole lot of value there. So we started to look at locations in larger cities, companies that have, you know, established systems. For example, Tom Hattinger's company uses the RFMS software system, which is what we do, and that was very integral in our decision-making process. We wanted to make certain that we could continue to run the books as we need to run them. But we're looking to expand, but probably more in larger markets and larger retailers. That's really where that's in our wheelhouse. That's what we do best.
Okay, well, let's talk about that secret sauce for just one quick second. Not to give away anything that would hurt you competitively, but, a lot of people would think that if you're going to advertise and you're going to be in a major market, there's economies of scale when you spend dollars toward advertising when you've got four or five stores in one big statistical metropolitan area. Now you're going down into one where you're going to have one store. So tell us a little bit more about what do you think it takes to be successful.
Well, your point is right on, Kemp, and that's the beautiful part of this whole program. When we started to talk to Tom Hattinger, we knew that, of course, he had spent a lifetime marketing the Hattinger name, and they have a very good reputation in South Florida. Mm-hmm. So when we took on the Hattinger store in Fort Myers, we said, look, part of this deal is we want to keep the name. Yeah. And he said, absolutely, I think that's a great idea. So we're doing the exact same from a marketing standpoint down there as we're doing up here. It's the same television DMA, for example, in Naples, where Tom's store is, the store that he kept, and our store in Fort Myers. So we're doing the same thing there as we're doing here. We're sharing marketing. We've already got our plan. Jim Walters, who does all of our marketing, and Tom have already worked out this fall's promotion. We have similar items. We inventory similar items. We're actually buying a lot of Tom's inventory, buying it from Tom, and marketing the same way down there as we do here. So, that is a tremendous advantage when you have multiple stores in the same television DMA. Your advertising budget drops dramatically, but yet you still are on the air more than anybody else.
Okay, great.
Jeff, I really appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Jeff Mocco about his expansion into the west coast of Florida, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.